tip number 115. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's 1 Minute Tip is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Today's tip, iTunes Wishlist number 2. Now, way back in tip 75 at the 1 Minute Tip, we covered wishlists in iTunes. So here's a quick and easy way to see if you've already downloaded a music or video file by using a wishlist. Now, sometimes when you download a great deal of music or videos from the iTunes music library, you might lose track of what you've purchased. Now, if you try to download music or video that you already purchased from the iTunes music library, iTunes will remind you that you've already made this purchase. But here's a faster way to check to see if you've already purchased this music or video. In iTunes, create and name a new playlist. From the iTunes Music Store, drag one or more music or video files into your wish list, and then view your wish list. If you've already purchased this file, it'll show up as a standard line item in this list. If you haven't purchased this item, the Buy button will be available, showing you that this file has not yet been purchased. Now, you could use this technique in any playlist, not just a wish list. So when the funds become available, you just add tracks to your playlist. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. The 1 Minute Tip podcast gives you 3 different ways to save money at GoDaddy.com. First, you can save 10% off any order if you use the code MINUTE on checkout. $5 off $30 or more by using the code MINUTE2. And get a $6.95.com domain registration using MINUTE3. All at GoDaddy.com.